Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WBRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, clear and cold, lows in the lower 30s. A freeze warning has been issued for southeastern Wisconsin by the National Weather Service tonight through tomorrow morning. Temperatures may dip into the mid-20s in western locations and near 30 by Lake Michigan. Any sensitive vegetation should be covered or it could become a victim of the frost. Several roads generally in the area southwest of Sturtevant are closed while negotiators try to talk a suicidal subject out of a home in the 4100 block of Highway H. The closures include parts of Brown Road, Highway H, and 90th Street, and began before noon today. A news release from the Racine County Sheriff's Office and Sturtevant Police says it is not a hostage situation and there is only one person in the home. They are trying to bring the situation to a peaceful conclusion. Mount Pleasant Police Canine Bones passed away today, just a few months after retiring from duty. The 11-and-a-half-year-old dog had recently begun suffering seizures and was having trouble with his hind legs. Several members of the Mount Pleasant Police Department, along with those from surrounding jurisdictions, gathered this morning for a final tribute. He spent 9 years with his partner, Officer Dale Sward. It appears a wayward drone discovered on the grounds of Racine's Baton Airport this past Sunday got away from the owner, who's being let off with a warning. Airport manager Dave Mann says he talked with a man who lives near Highways 20 and 31 and who was attempting to fly his brand new drone made in China, but quickly learned that the operational instructions didn't match what actually happened. End result, the drone took off on its own and ended up broken on the airport grounds. Mann says he talked to the FAA about it, and based on the circumstances, the man faces no federal penalty. The Racine Common Council is being urged by the Finance Committee to support the use of recaptured capital improvement bond proceeds to purchase a new mobile command vehicle for the police department at a cost of almost $345,000. Chief Art Howell said they've been trying to get this done for the past few years because the current vehicle's functionality has reached its limits. Chief Howell said the city could save about $150,000 by making the purchase now instead of waiting until next year.
And so we put a plan together, worked with our finance people to see what this would look like if we could move it up in the calendar, and we came up with this number. We have an old 1983 vehicle that we will now use for our crisis negotiation team. And so the command post will be for, obviously, deployment in a number of circumstances.
Lieutenant Dave Wilgemuth explained the company, LDV Incorporated, will put in all the currently needed operational bells and whistles, as well as the infrastructure for future requirements. In the Racine County town of Burlington, fire station number 2 in the Boners Lake area is going to be renovated with a price tag of $865,000. The town board, according to MyRacineCounty.com, supported public sentiment to exceed the previous budget of $580,000, although Tyson Fettis, who's on the board, voted against moving the project forward. The cost will include a new apparatus bay and renovations to the current structure for improving traffic patterns. Nearly 24 local college students sat down with Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin to talk about how they are paying for their education and the struggles they are facing. The roundtable at UW Parkside included students from the local campus, along with those from UW Whitewater, Carthage College, and Gateway Technical College. Baldwin listened to how some have managed to cobble together loans, grants, and scholarships to pay for college, while others talked about the challenges of also having to pay living expenses, care for children, and hold down jobs. Baldwin said Congress is working on reauthorizing the federal Perkins Loan Program, used by many students to pay for college, while also working to make the application process for grants and loans faster and easier.
And there's vast agreement on simplifying that, making it much easier, and making it more timely, because oftentimes you don't get a financial aid award letter until after you have to matriculate at a college. And that is unfair to students who have to make these very weighty and costly decisions.
Baldwin says she has heard again and again high school students don't know what it's going to cost to go to college or how to deal with those expenses. The Volunteer Center of Racine County holds its 6th annual Walking Ghost Tours of downtown Racine tonight, tomorrow night, and the next two Friday and Saturday nights, including Halloween on the 31st. The tours, tonight through October 24th, begin at 7 p.m., while it will be 6 o'clock the final two nights. Sites scheduled to be visited include the Marsh Meredith and Acklam Funeral Home, D.P. Wigley Building, the Racine Heritage Museum, the VFW Club, and the Dalmatian Graveyard, to name a few. Tickets are available online at racineghosttour.com. Proceeds benefit the Volunteer Center's efforts. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.